welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me as always is Kush.
Hello.
And it's doing the same thing to me again, but whatever. If it's gonna sounds good on your end, then...
Nah, that just means you get to hear more of me. Which is what you've always wanted.
So I'm not hearing an echo, it's just the call burner thing is saying when you talk, it records on both sides, so I don't know what the deal is. But anyway, that's technical mumbo shit that nobody gives a damn about, so we're here to talk about stuff and games, and Kush is making eyebrows. I don't know if I did so discouraged.
No, it's just, you know, with Windows 8, you can have the app sideloaded. I have Twitter sideloaded on my computer, and that means that I always see pictures. I don't have to click them to see them, and I follow Sean Elliott, so I get to see some weird stuff. So there's, I don't know what game this is. I mean, it looks like a sacred game or something like that. And it's just a human centipede thing going on. That's great.
Anyway, Rich is not here with us today. He was going to be. He really wanted to be, but we couldn't get things situated. It was going to be me and him instead of Kush today.
Sorry.
Kush had other obligations, so... But we got some stuff to talk about kind of today, so I don't know what you want to talk about first.
I haven't played any more Titanfall, so.
I haven't either. I've been playing so much Plants vs. Zombies.
Like, I don't even think I've checked this list since the last show, so I was like, did I play Titanfall since the last show? I'm like, no, I didn't. Why is it in there? I haven't played any Plants vs. Zombies either.
Well, first off, we'll... I want to talk a little bit about my little trip yesterday to Louisville Comic Con. I seen lots of cosplay there. If anybody follows me on Facebook, and if you don't, you just look up Robert Wood and Henderson Mann. You probably find me there. But took a lot of pictures for me. I rarely take pictures, but I chased down all the cosplay that I wanted to see.
My phone was just, oh, notification. Rob's posted two more photos. No, three more photos. Four more photos. It's the most notifications from you from Facebook ever.
I guess I should apologize then. But
it's okay.
I did not see any Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cosplay at all. So, but there was lots of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle art. You would have loved some of it, I think. You probably would have liked a lot of it.
Did they have any kind of Artist Alley thing going on there?
Yeah, that's basically where we hung out. Just a huge artist. It was huge. I didn't go down to any of the panels or anything like that. I could care less about any of that stuff. But kind of the photo ops and autograph things were in the back. And then up in front of it was the Artist Alley and all the stuff to buy. And that's where all the people were walking around and stuff. And my favorite thing was the Tomb Raider, was the girl dressed up as Lara Croft. I was so excited for that. So, and I found that I
was visibly excited.
No, I wasn't visibly excited.
Okay.
She was a cutie. I liked her. Outfit. So, I can actually talk to women when it's asking them to take their pictures, which sounds even creepier, you know, but,
Was your mom right next to you too?
No, mom was,
if I'm taking pictures of him with my mom right here, it's okay.
Mom was kind of, most of the pictures I took there at the end of the day was when she was waiting in line to take a picture of Doctor Who, and I could kind of run around and do my thing without keeping an eye on her. Cause she got lost anytime that I went anywhere, I'd have to tell her to sit down, stay here, do not move. And the one time I tried to get her to come meet me, which was basically, she should have been able to come up a row and see me where I was at. Instead, I lost her for 20 minutes. We were on the phone yelling at each other because I couldn't find her. Because she's like, I'm right here in front of the game table. And I'm like, yeah, so.
Was Matt Smith like the big... name
yeah
of
he
the
was
con.
Yeah, he was the biggest one there, but they had so many people that were there. They had Manu Bennett from Arrow, Deadpool. You look confused there.
From Arrow and Deadpool?
No, he's Deadpool from Arrow.
Oh, Deadpool.
Slade Wilson.
Okay,
yeah, that's Deadpool.
Yeah, I was like, I'm trying to think of like, yeah. No, never mind.
And Spartacus. He's from Spartacus. They had Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones was there. They had Michael Rooker from Walking Dead. What?
It's not Deadpool.
Yeah, he's not Deadpool.
I'm like, what are you?
Deathstroke.
Yeah, you're fucking. I'm like, what, you're driving me nuts. And then then you convinced me that I was wrong. And I was like, forget it. I don't want to get into an argument because I'm not the biggest comic book guy.
Deathstroke.
And then I'm just like, what is? Why is this? This still sounds so wrong. Son of a bitch.
Deathstroke.
Great. Now I want to get to hear about it. Oh, you don't, you guys don't know shit about comics.
There was just a bunch of people. Sean Austin from the Samwise from the Lord of the Rings movies was there. But the funniest thing though was we're waiting for Matt Smith, and he kept walking by, and my every time he walked
looks,
by,
my hand looks so fucking white. Oh shit! I'm putting my hands down.
Matt Smith walked by me a couple of times, and everybody would scream as he walked by because everybody was excited to see him, and I was too busy trying to get pictures. Well, from another direction, we heard screaming for a little bit, and it was like this huge crescendo of like everybody was excited because somebody was screaming, and then all of a sudden they realized it was Dean Cain, and it just went ah, and just dropped off, and it was like a wave of disappointment. Through the
comic. Is that Lois and Clark superhero?
Yeah, Lois and Clark. But I was like, oh, come on. And the guy next to me was like, man, poor Dean Cain. But it was like everybody got super excited.
You should have said, believe it or not, it's Dean Cain.
And then the other person there that was kind of weird that probably I hadn't seen done anything in years was the Green Ranger from Power Rangers.
He was at C2E2.
Yeah. So
I think when he was at C2E2, I think they were doing some kind of anniversary thing going on, and I'm not sure if he's being a part of some new Ranger show or something. I don't know. He's like a big Power Rangers fan too. It's not like he was just part of the show. He's like into the whole Rangers thing.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, but you know, when we got our picture taken with Matt Smith, those lines are really long, but they get you through there so quick. It's ridiculous. The funny thing is mom came in to stand with him and they're trying to get our pictures. My mom goes, says, this is my early Mother's Day present from my son. And he goes, oh, happy Mother's Day. And he hugged my mom. And my mom says, I reached down and I squeezed his leg. That was like the best thing she'd ever done. They took the picture and then we were gone. But she's like, I reached down and I squeezed his leg.
So, was she going for his ass and reached too low?
No.
No.
She was just giving you a little pat and a little squeeze on the leg. It's like, but it was real funny because I was sitting there watching all these women exit from there, and it was just like they just had the biggest like smiles on their face. Like they just had like extreme orgasms or something. It was
they
crazy.
Probably did.
So, but it was a lot of fun. There was lots of drama because I thought I had missed the photo shoot, and I know at one point the color just drained out of my face when I thought I realized this. But I was really disappointed that we wanted to get one with him and Amy Pond from Doctor Who. And she was only there between 10 and 12 or whatever. But the tickets for that had sold out before it even got there. That's the reason why I went ahead and ordered my ticket online. And but they didn't have any available for her. So we had to skip out on that one. So it was just Matt Smith. But somebody proposed during the Matt and Amy Pond
panel.
Not panel, but the actual picture they proposed. So it was crazy.
When they were getting their picture taken with them?
Yeah, yeah. Right before they took the picture, they proposed. It was cute. They put a video up on the Louisville Comic Con page, and I think I shared it on Facebook. It was cute.
Okay, but if you say so.
you know, it was very interesting. It was the bad thing was we were there from like early in the morning, and we didn't have to be there till like 4:15 to get the picture taken. So there was a lot of walking around Louisville area.
Yeah, and you're not really a big comic guy or anything.
Yeah,
like
yeah. To me, it's, I mean, if it was, they had a gaming table set up, but if I wouldn't have been with my mom, I would have had more stuff I could have done because
yeah,
I didn't
want
to sit there.
Just ditch her. It's like your mom. Here, go. So, here's a kid's pen. Go play with the little kids. I'll be back in a few hours.
But I want to thank my buddy Will. He got us free tickets into the Comic-Con itself.
Was he there?
That was his sister was running his booth because apparently now he's gotten so big that he's hired people to go to different cons for him and sell his artwork because there were several comics going car conventions going on this weekend. So he couldn't make it to Louisville. He had to, I don't know where he was at, But
there you go. He can pay me to go to C2E2.
I think he's actually going to C2E2.
I would assume so.
So, but his sister was there, and you know, sister and her, I don't know, ex-boyfriend, I don't know, was there helping. But so they bought two tables, so they have a bigger booth there. So they gave me the two free tickets to that. So that saved me $90.
That's just impressive that they'd get two tables when he's not even there.
Yeah.
You think they just need the one? Because you think, like, if they're going to get two, it'd be so that he'd be sitting there, you know, maybe doing commissions and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. That's probably what it was at one point, but then he was going somewhere else too, got a table somewhere else, so that's probably what happened. But he told me anytime that I wanted to go to a comic convention and they got extra tickets to let him know, and he'll see if he can hook me up. So
they should get some extra tickets for C2E2.
Because you could get your own ticket.
No, for you. Then you can come up.
I thought about doing that, but I don't know. It's a long drive, and it's really not. It's, I don't know.
I need an excuse to get up to Minnesota already.
Yeah. I'm trying to, like I said, I really want to come to Gen Con this year. I think I'm going to do that. Are you going to be there all 4 days? What days do you plan on going? Or
I got the
4 day pass.
Is it, I don't know, 4 day, 3 day, whatever it is.
Yeah. I may come up on Saturday. I may drive up.
That's like the day I would not recommend coming. Saturdays are always the craziest, the most crowded.
Yeah, the crowds don't bother me that much. But I just, it's to me, it's the easiest. So I was thinking about Saturday and Sunday, but Sunday I can't figure out how to buy tickets to it. It looks like it's, I don't know. I couldn't figure it out because it's like they had.
Maybe it's sold out. I don't know. Their whole ticket purchasing process is the weirdest I've ever seen for a con. It is so just weird. I don't know.
Yeah, like there's like a trading day. You have to create an
account before you can do anything. It's all weird.
Yeah, I need to look into it. And then, I don't know. I want to, because I want to come see you this year, because I haven't seen you in a couple years now. So, but
I keep thinking about reasons to go down to see you. I'm like, there's got to be something there.
There's nothing. But, I mean, if we could just find some place to meet like halfway, you know, if
there's something going on. How close are you to St. Louis? Are you close?
I'm 3 hours.
3 hours.
I'm 3 hours. But driving around St. Louis gives me anxiety.
You don't like St. Louis?
No.
No.
So, but
yeah.
I mean, I could always do it. It's just I would probably drive in late at night and get a. Well, what's going on in St. Louis?
Nothing.
Oh.
I can't remember because there have been a few times where I've thought about going down to St. Louis to see the Bears play because it would be a lot cheaper to go to see them play at the Rams than at home. And easier to get tickets, but I don't even know if they're playing them.
Yeah. So, but anyway, that's kind of my trip. It was a lot of fun, but I was ready to come home last night.
Did you get any swag?
No, I didn't. I bought a bunch of Will's art because, you know, he gave us tickets. So we bought about $45 of the art from him. Plus we got the family discount rate, but I just wanted to make sure he got a little bit of a change from me. Mom bought all kinds of shit, but not actually picking up stuff. I didn't see a whole lot of swag laying out. That's kind of weird. I don't know. It definitely wasn't like Penny Arcade where there was just swag everywhere for people to grab. So,
well, there's plenty of that at C2E2.
Yeah. But I talked about going to C2E2. I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's a great con.
Yeah.
It's super nice and super just.
If I could ride up there with Will or something, it would be great. But and it's on the weekend I'm off. I don't know, but it's when is it August? Or is it in August?
No, it's April. It's the end of April.
Yeah, that's what
it's like
a
month.
I wouldn't have the money to save up by then. That's why I didn't go. That's what it was. Anyway, we're gonna talk about some video games.
You should just make Will go and then sleep in his hotel room and everything. Just leech off of him.
I'm sure his girlfriend Jenny would appreciate that.
We'll just get some earplugs and sleep in the bathroom. So they can do their business, and you won't bother them.
But anyway, talk about some video games here. After last week's show, Kush and I had talked about Dark Souls, so I went back into it and played a little more. And he was totally right. I had gone the wrong way again. Yeah. And even he had to tell me 3 times where to look for the woman to level up.
She's very important.
And I was like, I was like, I don't see her. And she was just standing there underneath the fucking tree. And I was like, she blended in with the background for me, and I did not see her. And apparently, as soon as I seen her, turned around, oh, there's the way I needed to go. It was so weird.
And
but,
in the first Dark Souls, you just got to level up by your own at a bonfire, right? You didn't need to see anyone, right?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So it was. So it's kind of weird to have to teleport back to her too. And I wish they would have just not done that.
Yeah, it seems
just
weird.
It's just an extra step to have to take that's unnecessary.
I just like thinking of people who go in and just kill everyone right away. They're like, I'm going to kill all the NPCs. And then they realize after a few hours, like, now I got to go level up. Where do I go do that? Oh.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the game was a little easier getting started, but I haven't gone back to it yet. There's been some other stuff I've been really interested in playing.
I've just made the general progression. I'm now up to these three sentinel bosses, which are annoying as hell.
Yeah.
I don't like them, and I'm just going to take a break for now. But I'm still really enjoying the game, and I do think overall it's still easy, relatively easy. Even most of the bosses aren't that annoying.
Yeah.
I had issues with the Pursuer because the controls were just being fucked up and not doing things I wanted to do. I would roll backwards, and I knew, because I knew the layout, I knew there was nothing behind me, but he would just not roll anywhere, like there was some invisible wall, or I'd press buttons and he wouldn't do anything. And it's not like, I know that if you completely deplete your stamina, then you can't use it for, like, sprinting at least until it recharges fully. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the case ever. I was very aware of what I was doing.
Hmm. Yeah, when I was trying to build my character after I was able to level up, I was trying to focus on stamina quite a bit and strength.
What class are you?
Knight.
I'm always a sorcerer.
But and I kind of want to build up my slot space so I can at least have a spell. Because in the last Dark Souls, that helped. In Dark Souls 1, that helped a whole lot.
I have 5 or 6 right now. I think 6.
But I don't know how many levels it takes for me to get a slot. And it's.
I think it would be level 10, I'm assuming.
Okay.
In the, Attunity or whatever it is?
Yeah. Attunement. Yeah. So that's kind of a lot to level up. That's kind of a. It's probably worth it early on, but I don't know. Who knows if I'll even go back to it at this point.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I bought the game because I at least played it enough where I'm saying I could understand why people like this, and it wasn't as hard for me starting out once I knew where I was going. But if I stop right now, I can say I kind of like that one and then leave it at that and never play it again. But
yeah, the problem with Dark Souls, any of them, is that you have to fully commit to either not just stopping playing or to playing, because if you try to come back in like a few months, then you're just going to have to start over.
Yeah.
You're going to be so confused. And I do get caught up. I have to basically like clear out an area, keep just returning to the bonfire and then killing enemies until they don't spawn. I just can't help myself. And also because I don't like then going to the boss and then dying and then having to go back and then reclaim my spirit, my soul, and then get my souls back and then die again and just have to keep doing that. That gets annoying.
Yeah, I kind of like the thing. I know it's going to suck later on, the whole killing an enemy and wiping it off the map completely forever. Because
well, there's like something you can get that will bring them back, I guess. That you can
oh, really?
Use at bonfires. And there's also some kind of item that you use at a bonfire and then makes the enemies in that area tougher forever.
Yeah, I knew that.
But the interesting thing about that is that it makes them tougher forever, as in when you start a new game plus, they will still be that tough. It doesn't reset. So you can completely, you know, make them tougher and tougher and tougher and just make this endless increase.
It sounds like they tried to do some steps that to get rid of some steps that annoyed people, like the whole enemies respawning every time and you're just trying to get to your souls without dying. It sounds like they came up with a way to try to
But then they
that.
Make things more so annoying. It's like you get fewer at flasks or whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. And the animation to use those, it fucking takes forever. It's like a few seconds, which doesn't sound like much, but is a lot in Dark Souls.
Yeah. Yeah, so I kind of like that Dark Souls, and, you know, I may never go back to it.
The one thing I wish is that it kind of worked like Dead Rising, where you could continue, you can, like, start over if you die or go back to the bonfire, or you could just start over from the beginning with your leveled-up character. I mean, I'm sure that people would be like, no, that's not good, because then you're going to be cheating, you're going to be all leveled up, and who cares? Then you don't have to play that way. But if somebody else would want to do that, why can't they do that?
But that's the thing that purists are. It's like, oh, you got to play it my way because it cheapens
Kiss
the experience.
My ass.
It cheapens the experience for me because I got that achievement because I played it all the way the right way you're supposed to play it, and you got that achievement by grinding everything out, you know?
Well, they just make an achievement where it's set up so that you can't do that. Where, I mean, they can set up achievements that way where it's like you completed the game without restarting with a level up character, with a pre-made character. Done.
All right. So that's pretty much what we're going to say about Dark Souls 2. And the other thing we're going to bring up is we've both played Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, and I'm going to say we both completed it.
If we did not complete it, that'd be fucking embarrassing. What's the quickest one? The one I've just heard is 8 minutes.
Yeah. It took me 97 minutes to beat it the first time. Now, you're playing on 360, correct?
Xbox One.
Oh, did you buy it?
No, I didn't buy it, you nuts.
Did you rent it? Did you get
Son
GameFly?
Of a bitch. I didn't say Xbox on in any way. Motherfucker. No, I got through GameFly.
Yeah, okay.
There's no way in hell I'd buy it. I don't think it's worth it. It's a fun game. It's well done. I think it's the best playing, most interesting playing Metal Gear Solid game. But it's just a fucking demo. It is the whole whatever the ship from Metal Gear Solid 2. That Damn. Demo, I mean, I played the hell out of that. I played it like hours and hours and hours, but...
I'm not disappointed I paid $30 for it. I know a lot of people probably are, but, you know, I played it for an hour and a half, and then I played a little bit of the side missions that I couldn't get. I tried to do the one where you got to kill the two military officers, and then Infamous came out, and I never got that one done. So, but I think it's a pretty good game. I'm excited to see Metal Gear Solid 5 now, if it's going to play like this. Although, Keith Sutherland's voice sucks.
It sounds like he just doesn't give a shit. Like, he's, okay, I'm just going to say this. I don't like it.
Yeah, and apparently somebody said that maybe because he's playing old, or he's playing...
Big Boss.
Big Boss.
And that when you're going to have Solid Snake interacting with him, that you don't want to have the same person voicing both, because that's going to sound weird. And I understand that. And if that's the case, if they do bring Hader back for that, that's fine. But I wish they could have found someone better. I don't fucking get Troy Baker. He's doing everything, but he's really good at changing up his voice. So yes. I don't care. Just right. This was like, it sounded like, oh, he's a name. He's never. I mean, has he even done voice acting before this?
No, he's done movies and stuff. His animated movies. He was in the Dragonlance movie and stuff like that.
Dragonlance sounds like a piece of shit.
It was a piece of shit, and well, his acting was the biggest. Was actually probably the best part of that movie.
They should have gotten Liam Neeson. I have a certain set of skills. I want to hear Big Boss say that
voice acting. But yeah, I just. His and one thing I did like about this, there was not like hour long cutscenes.
That last one though made me almost want to vomit.
Oh,
because
God,
yes. I don't know if that was shown beforehand because I didn't watch any of this stuff, so I never even heard Kiefer's voice in Snake Big Boss before that. Mm-hmm. When I saw that, I just was like, "This is disgusting."
Yes.
And then some of the audio tapes you find are, I don't know if. Well, I don't know. They're just very...
I've only found a couple, so...
I haven't found them all myself, but I heard some of the other ones.
Mm.
There's some, like, of Paz getting raped and all these other things that have happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you
yeah,
know, she
that was
had
kind
her,
of implied.
Spoilers. And... Yes. A bomb put up her vagina.
Yeah. Yeah, that
Wonderful.
Was...
Wonderful. Happy. And other like... stuff which you can go... Google for yourself. I don't want to talk about it.
So,
but it is a fun game to play.
With the rape and the snoo bombs. And
yeah. And it looks really, really good. It looks really good. On Xbox One, at least. I'm assuming you played it on PS4?
Yeah. It looks really good.
Did you try out that exclusive mission thing?
No, I didn't. You have to collect all the patches or something to unlock that, I think. But it sounded really cool.
I heard it's just basically like you do things and then you get a bunch of flashbacks.
Well, they said it was like, it kind of was a callback to Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, like so you get a bunch of flashbacks to it or something.
So I would definitely want to, I kind of want to go back and collect all those if it's possible for me to do that. But it won't be for a while because my PlayStation 4 got shipped off.
Yeah. Well, I would like to believe it gets the turnaround's pretty fast. It was always the case with Microsoft, at least.
But here's the thing. Big Steven was telling me that he had a buddy send his off. It took him a month to get his back.
Yeah, and I'm remembering all of my issues with the PS2s and how many I went through. They are pretty slow, Sony, at least back then, so it could take
you a while. But I've heard online that people are saying the turnaround's really fast, and that was even during the whole hubbub of all the problems with the system. So, So basically, for people that don't know, because I didn't realize I had never mentioned this before on the show, but my PlayStation 4 would sometimes I would go to turn it on, and the blue light would come on and start blinking, and I would sit there and watch, and it would just never come on. And so I'd either have to hold the button down, sometimes that would work, and then it would go off, and then when I turn it back on, it would come up. Or I'd have to unplug the system and plug it back up. And then sometimes I would just sit there playing it, and all of a sudden it would just go bloop and just go off and turn itself completely off where there's no lights on in the system. And I was like, huh. So I would have to start it back up, and it would get mad at me because I turned it off without shutting it down. So, yeah, it was also doing a lot of things where, like, the HDMI cable was fucked up or something where it was like it would start making distortions on the screen, and then it would make a loud buzzing sound and pop, and then it would be off. Everything would be off again. So I finally got enough of it and told them I needed it fixed, and they sent me a box, and I sent mine in. So I really hope it comes back soon, because Wednesday, Mercenary Kings is the free game we're getting on PlayStation Plus, and I cannot wait to play that again on a system.
Very, very good. Very good game.
And
then I still look at that and I think, how much are they paying them to give it away for free? Because I feel like I'm trying to understand what the benefit is for them, unless they are getting so much money. Because it just seems like it is such a great deal for PlayStation Plus members. I just worry about how good of a deal it is for them.
Well,
and I know that an argument is that, you know, all the people who are playing it while it's free, it'll get the people to buy it after it's gone, or people, the fucking nutcases who aren't PlayStation Plus members, to buy it. But
if you're not a PlayStation Plus member, you're a nutcase.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Especially
if you're somebody who is not, like, you don't buy everything.
Right. They're, like, my best friend, Ben, he's got PlayStation Plus now because he bought his son a PS3, and his son doesn't have the internet, so he's like, I'm going to take your PS Plus card. And he's like, I downloaded this and that. And I was like, well, you need to download Tomb Raider. Oh, maybe. I was like, dude, if you just purchase it on the store, you will always have it, even if you don't download it. He goes, oh, okay, man, maybe I'll do that. And so who knows? But it's such a great deal. I mean, but I don't know where we're going with that.
But before we leave Metal Gear Solid, I just, speaking of the visuals again, I would honestly pay like $200 to $250 if they just remade every single one of the past Metal Gear Solid games in the engine. Like, you give me Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, 3, and Portal Ops and Peace Walker.
Yeah, I don't think they could ever happen.
You can give me 4, too, I guess, but I don't really care about that. And I know that would never happen, but I would love it if it did. Or even just the first one. Since, I mean, I did not hate Twin Snakes, but a lot of people did not like that.
I never got to play Twin Snakes. I wish Nintendo's ass wasn't all up in that so they could get that on other consoles.
Oh. Or they could just say forget that and remake it again in this engine.
Yeah. I doubt that'll ever happen, though. So
Who knows? It is Konami, after all.
So, moving on to what I have been playing. The biggest thing I have played this week has been Infamous Second Son on the PS4. This is the big game for PS4 that people have been waiting on, set in Seattle. And there was my first problem. Because I've actually been to Seattle, and I know enough in the couple days that I was there walking around downtown and going to the Space Needle and stuff, how that city looks. And to me, this looks like an artist representation of Seattle, which is sad because I'm pretty sure Sucker Punch is in Seattle.
A lot of things are in Seattle. And I don't know if he ever actually responded to me when I asked, is it hilly?
I told you I didn't know because I hadn't got really to that part of the city yet. It does kind of have some hills, but not really.
Yeah, kind of. It's really hilly.
Yeah, but like the biggest disappointment I had is I went to the Space Needle and I'm like, okay, this is cool. This looks like the Space Needle. And then I was like, well, I know if I go over here, I can get on the tram and I can go back to Westlake station from the tram, because that's where it connects right to. And so I jump on that tram, and first thing I notice is the monorail, and I'm like, okay, this monorail, this isn't how the station looked, because you didn't have to climb up all these stairs. Like, it looked like a monorail that you'd see in Chicago, or like a whatever you guys call your rail line there. I can't remember.
The L,
yeah. It looked more like an L station. I'm like, this isn't how this looked over by the Space Needle. So then I started walking on the track, and I was like, okay, well, this will lead right to the Westlake station, and because I just wanted to see stuff I had seen. And I was walking on this, and I realized it's not the same thing. It's a loop. And I was like, there's no monorail loop in Seattle. So, and that was like, after that, it really hugely disappointed me. And then I kind of started looking around. I couldn't find like the convention center, or couldn't find where anything was at. Nothing looked like what I had seen. And that just made me really disappointed. So to me, it's like they wanted this. They paid money to have the Seattle Space Needle in there, because there's, when you start the game, it says Space Needle, blah, 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 LLC, and, you know, all that. So I was like, so basically they paid to put the Space Needle in it, set it up like Seattle, but then built the city like they would any other infamous game. And that was hugely disappointing to me. So if you're going to put it in Seattle, make it look like Seattle. But, you know, the game's okay. It feels, if you're not a big fan of the infamous controls, kind of the same thing. It controls the same way. You're, instead of having lightning, you're shooting smoke. The really cool power, though, is the neon power, which lets you run really fast. Once you buy the upgrade, it's infinite, so you can just run up the side of walls. So it feels a lot like, what was the name of the game?
Prototype.
Yeah, it kind of feels like Prototype, like the control scheme of Prototype. You run up buildings. When you attack somebody with that power, it makes a big sword, kind of like the... It really just feels like Prototype at that point. Then you're jumping off rooftops and stuff.
I found a spoon in my pocket.
Really? You interrupted my story of Infamous to tell about
that's spooning. Very interesting. Why was there a spoon in my pocket? I wasn't using it for anything.
But smoking crack, probably.
And you don't crack. Use it for smoking crack. You use it for, like, fucking cooking up the coke and turning it into heroin or whatever. Liquiding it up, and then you put the needle in there, and you just... get it up in the needle, and then you stick it in the vein, and then you're like, oh,
record this video,
yeah.
With this up. But anyway, Infamous Second Son, you know, it feels like the old, it's not, to me, it's nothing special. It just feels like more Infamous. It's an okay game. Halfway through. Huh?
The looks? I don't think you've really commented on the visuals.
Oh, it looks amazing. It looks really good, and I love the more serious story. It's not as serious as it looks like in the first couple of trailers, because he cuts up a lot with his brother and stuff, and they make jokes at each other, and I like all that camaraderie. And the stuff with the girl you meet, Fetch, is really cool, and like all the side characters are real interesting, but it's almost like they pop up and then they're gone. But they did add some couple of side missions and stuff. There's one called Paper Trail that you get for when you buy the game, and for like the next 6 weeks, it unlocks a new mission that you can play through. And it's kind of cool because the power's paper, and it shows all these little origami things flying around, and this person's jumping from building to building, and it looks all neat. And basically, you have to keep going back and forth between a PC and the game. You'll go find in the game, you'll find clues, and you go to the PC, your PC, and you actually look up the clues and type in websites and follow the clues to unlock the next section of the action parts of the game. And you'll do two or three of these in a mission, and you have to switch back and forth. So that's really cool. I would love to see more games incorporate some kind of ARG feature like that. You know, it's just kind of neat. They give you like a phone number to call, and you know, you're sitting around your phone, you're like dialing this number. It's a detective agency, and they're giving away clues, which I'm not smart enough to figure out the clues. A lot of times I had to use the internet because I was like, I don't understand what I'm looking at here. And it's most of the time it was like, oh, you just got to try to guess the code. I kept trying to find the code for this to open up this drone that had fell out of the sky that I had found. And I'm like, I don't understand how to open it. And it's like, put in this code. I'm like, where's the code? And I'm looking through all the clues and I can't find it. And I go online. And they're like, yeah, you just got to put in random numbers until you find the clue. I'm like, or the code. I'm like, well, if I wish I'd known that, but it's real interesting. And I'm hoping they stick around. I hope they don't disappear after a week, because I'm going to be fucked, because I probably may not have my system back, because the new one just dropped Tuesday or Friday or something. Oh, Friday. It dropped Friday. That's right. Because that's when the game came out. But it looks good. The graphics are pretty, especially the neon powers, man, the way that that looks. I haven't unlocked the third power yet. I was going down that trail. There's a bunch of, you know, they still do the thing where you're trying to take over sections of the city. And basically, they brought a couple of new game modes in where you got to bring it down to 30%. And after 30%, you can take on the boss of the area. And then if you want to take it down to 0% or whatever. But once you take it down to 30% and beat the boss, you get like a fast travel station and stuff like that. But it's just that some of that stuff's really boring. Because it's like they do this one, which you think is going to be cool. It's like, oh, find the agent. And they give you a picture and you got to kind of watch the street. You'd be up on the rooftop. You kind of got to watch the street for the agent. And once you find him, if you kill him, cool, you win. But if you don't, you got to chase him down. And he's way too fast. Like way too fast. And if he gets too far ahead of you, then you lose him and you have to wait 5 minutes, kind of like following those fucking flying things in Assassin's Creed. We got to wait a few minutes before it pops back up again. So the coolest thing I thought, though, is they have this little side thing where you do graffiti art and you hold your controller sideways. So if you think about holding the controller sideways, you shake it and it even makes a little like a paint can sound out to come out of the controller as you're shaking it. And if you use like the right trigger up here, you hold it like a spray can, and when you hold that trigger down, you just spray paint on your screen and it does like airbrush of the graffiti where he's got the cardboard put up and he's, and you do a couple of those. It's kind of annoying at first. Cause you're like, but it's just something that's kind of neat to see. And every time you do the graffiti, you get two different choices for good or bad. And they do different designs every time. It's not like you're doing the same picture every time. So you're always like, well, what's this one going to be? So they do a couple little neat things. Sucker Punch could be a good studio. I just think that sometimes their gameplay is the least exciting part of what they do. So
yeah, especially I really did not like Infamous 2.
Yeah, I didn't care much for Infamous 2. And the characters of that game were terrible. And
Everything about it was, I mean, the environment, it didn't sit well for what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think you stick as much in this game as you did in the other ones.
That's good.
But you still stick. I'm not going to say you don't, but to me, yeah, it just seems like you stick a lot less. And with some of the powers, like the running up the walls and stuff, that's so helpful now. The only problem is you can't switch between those powers at will. You have to actually find neon to switch to the neon power or find smoke to switch to the smoke power. It's not like you hit a button and bloop, bloop, you switch to them. Now, I don't know, maybe later on you get a power that lets you do that. But but it's an okay game. I just don't think it's anything spectacular. But
it's just another Infamous game that is probably getting a lot of press just because of how good it looks, that it's one of the first, like, oh, this you couldn't do on a PS3 or Xbox mm-hmm. 360.
Right. So it looks good, and the characterizations and stuff, like I said, are really good. And Troy Baker. That's a Doctor Who. Troy Baker does a pretty good job as Delson. I wouldn't have recognized him as being Delson because he is really good at changing up his. Yeah.
And his voice. I also don't want to say, because now I'm forgetting what his name is. What the hell is the name of the old actor who was in everything? I just keep wanting to call him Nathan Drake, which isn't his name.
Cole McGrath?
No, I'm talking about the actor who was Nathan Drake. Nolan North.
Nolan North, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think he's actually really good at changing up his voice. But
nobody lets him.
Everyone's like, just be yourself.
Everybody's like,
just be Nathan Drake.
Nolan North, they're like, do the Nathan Drake voice. And he's like, but I can do other voices. And it's like, when he does other voices, like when he does the Penguin in the Batman games, you're like, what? That's Nolan North?
Yeah. So, and it's also so weird when he's like the main guy in a thing and he's changing up his voice and then he also plays NPCs. It's like, oh, I wouldn't be able to tell that you're the main guy, but then you're all these NPCs I've just killed as you. Okay.
But then again, Yuri Lowenthal's also does that a lot as well.
Mm-hmm. Like, I still remember when people had, they found conversations that Nolan North had with himself in Mafia 2.
Those were awesome.
Ridiculous.
All right, let's move on from Infamous. I picked up Deception 4.
What the hell is this?
Okay, Deception is an old game. The very first one came out on PS1. And basically back then it was a first-person game where you had a castle and you set up traps and you had to try to kill the people invading your castle. So you had to like walk.
So it was like OG castle tower defense.
Yeah, kind of. It really was. But you're playing the evil person trying to keep all the heroes from invading your castle. So in this one, it's third person. And I haven't really played enough. I haven't even got out of the tutorials, honestly, because the tutorials are kind of fucked up. And I haven't played a Deception game since the, like, I may have played the second one, but I know I had the first one. I loved the first one. And I'm pretty sure I had the second one as well. Three was actually, they just brought it out on PS3. It's called Trapped. They brought it out on the PS3 store. So I'm pretty sure that was Deception 3. It was called Trapped. But this one, I'm just trying to get through the tutorial, and it's kind of hard because they keep giving you like, okay, it would be like, in this one, it's almost like setting up a Rube Goldberg device where it's like, if you hit them with this trap, it'll fling them to this location here. And if you drop a boulder on them here, they'll get up, and then you can drop a humiliating trap on them. Like, oh, we'll put a rake in front of them. So then they step forward, they step on the rake, and the rake hits them in the face, and they get stunned, and they walk a different direction. There's all kinds of weird shit like this. And you set up more traps, and you get more points, and that unlocks more traps. And apparently, it's getting kind of mixed reviews. Some people really like that, and some people are just like, well, eventually the traps all feel exactly the same, and you're doing the same thing over and over again. But I haven't got to play it enough to really talk much about it. But I'm excited to play it. I just haven't had a time to really sit down and let my... There's a lot of reading for the tutorials and stuff.
Is it a full game or a downloadable game?
No, it's a full game. It's a full $60 game. But I was so excited because I haven't played a Deception game in so long. But like I'm right now, I'm stuck at one of the tutorial levels where basically they teach you how to do it. And then they want you to do it on your own. But as you're doing it on your own, they're like, hey, master, why don't you try this? And you're like, and it'd be like, try to hit a five hit combo. And you're like, okay. And I kept messing it up. And then I get frustrated because I want to get this extra points or whatever. And maybe I just move on. But I kind of want to do it. And the bad thing is I've noticed is for some reason, since I'm doing the tutorial, it won't save after each tutorial mission. So I've got to play for like 35 minutes or so to probably beat the tutorial so I can actually save for the first time, which is kind of annoying when sometimes I'm just like, well, I'm playing this late at night and I kind of want to go to bed and I don't really want to sit here and play this. So then it kind of gives me that point where do I really want to sit down here for 35 minutes and play this because I got to eat here in an hour and I don't want to get so far in the tutorial and not be able to do it and then have to start all over again. So that's kind of why I haven't played much of it, honestly. So, but I think the game is fun. It's just getting the hang of it.
Mm-hmm.
So
it sounds interesting. It sounds like something I really want to look into. But I would not be up for paying $60 for a game a franchise I've never messed around with.
I would definitely go online and look at a couple videos of it to see what it's like. Yeah.
And I'm sure it's a game that will drop soon.
I don't know because I have a feeling this will be one of those games that's hard to find.
Maybe.
So
it's either with those kind of games, they either become hard to find or they drop insanely fast.
Oh, and you do know it's on the Vita too, right?
No. I was gonna ask you because it sounds like a perfect Vita game.
Yeah, it's a Vita and it's a Vita.
Is it cross buy or whatever?
It's cross play, but it's not cross buy.
Who gives a shit about cross play? Cross buy is way more important to me.
Yeah.
What do I care about playing my PS3 game with someone who's playing it on the Vita?
Well, here's why. I'm going to talk about the next game I picked up, Final Fantasy X and X-2 HD.
It's a fucking dumb, stupid shit game.
What?
That game's dumb and stupid.
Fantasy. Final Fantasy X is one of the
kind
best
of,
Final Fantasy.
I don't care. It's the kind of game where people who don't even own the system go out and buy it because they're idiots.
That game's awesome. Fuck off. So I bought the PS3 version and the Vita version so I could take it with me.
Yeah. I know it's not good because Priscilla likes it. And because you like it.
Oh, shut up. Now I know why you said that.
You guys are
girlfriends.
Idiots.
Your girlfriend has taste in everything but her men. All right? That's what
I'm
saying.
You guys are stupid, and I don't like your friendship. You guys are horrible.
And now this is all going to say insult ninja. Nobody's going to know what we're talking about.
No, I've given up.
She has a girlfriend.
Okay, now we'll just fucking get to the dumb game already.
They redid a lot of the visuals for this game.
I would hope so.
Well, I mean, they upgraded. You know, it's not like your normal HD upgrade where it's like, oh, we're just gonna make the graphics look a little. But they actually went in and redid the sprites for the main characters, which is kind of weird when you see the main characters. Like, they look awesome. They look really HD and really bright and colorful and look really well done. You know, this could almost pass as a real PS3 game. And then you see like the characters in the background where they didn't do as much to, and you're like, oh, it's just like, oh, okay. But the game still looks really good, and I still think it's a lot of fun. And it looks really good on the Vita and plays really well on both, so I definitely want to play more of this.
Is there
I was trying to.
cross save, or do you have to?
Yes,
Is
there
it
is cross
okay?
save.
So that'd be
Nobody
kind
cares
of
about cross play.
no. Cross
Suddenly.
play sucks. Cross save is completely different. I don't give a shit about playing a game with somebody who's playing on the Vita.
Oh, no. That's what I meant. Cross save is Deception
Okay,
4 is cross save.
that's
That's.
when you say cross play, that means oh, you can play with somebody who's on the Vita. Like that's how Dragon's Crown works. But I don't know if they ever changed it so that it was cross buy too. But you could play with people on the Vita. I was pretty sure.
Yeah, it's not cross buy,
Or
I'm pretty
something.
sure
I
yet.
don't know.
Cross save. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Deception 4 is cross. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure it's cross save. I'm pretty sure I've seen an option on the menu. So, but Final Fantasy 10, yeah, it's cross save. So you can play both versions. So you can take it with you on the go and then upload your save and boom, play it on this one. So it looks really good. And if you're a fan of that game, I definitely would pick it up. I know Rich is playing it as well. So, in fact, they bought the Vita version and the PS3 version, and his wife took the PS3 version, and he's been forced to play it on Vita. So,
If I were to
but
play it, I'd play it on the Vita.
yeah, I figured, yeah, that would make a lot of sense for you. The only bad thing is you got to remember this game was not built for Vita play because it was an old PS2 game, so save points are a little harder to
Yeah.
come by than what.
But like for me, I always leave it on standby. That's always worked for me. I know you're paranoid about that, but
Yes.
for me, I've always had the experience that on cross, on when it's in standby mode, it lasts a really long time. And even when it's died and I'd have to turn it back on, my wherever the game was, it was still there, so.
Speaking of cross save, the next game I'm talking about does not have it. That's SteamWorld Dig for PS4 and Vita, which I love this game and I'm so excited to play it. And the fact that it doesn't have cross save kind of made me sad. Because I want to play this on my Vita on the go and then,
But
you
does
know,
it
bring
have
it.
cross-buy?
Yes, it does have cross-buy.
I guess you can only have one or the other.
Yeah. So, yeah, $8 for you get it on both systems, Vita and PS4. I'm surprised they didn't put this on PS3 too. There's no reason why it shouldn't be on PS3.
It seems weird. It seems like, oh, we're going to have this, so you need a PS4 to play. It's like, why would I need one? Look at the game. It doesn't need that at all.
Seems like there's a game that just came out this week that was on everything. PS3, PS4. Maybe it was this. No, I don't remember now. It's just like there was something that maybe it was something that just came out. So, but SteamWorld Dig is a game where you it's kind of you dig down, you collect ore, then you take the ore up, sell it, and you buy better equipment so you can dig further down. And you fight monsters and bosses, and you get special Metroidvania type abilities and stuff. It's really a good game, and for I think it was $8. That's off sale now, I'm pretty sure. But it was $8 when it came out for both systems cross buy. So, and then the last thing I want to bring up is after seeing all the Elizabeths and from Burial at Sea and BioShock Infinite, I went back home when I came home last night. I wanted to actually try the Burial at Sea DLC again because I only got like halfway through the first bit of DLC. And I actually got to the action parts and I was thinking, okay, this is a little better. Then I started Burial at Sea Episode 2, where you play as Elizabeth. And that intro starting out is amazing. And that's pretty much as far as I've gotten. I want to play more of it because I don't think I've actually got to any of the action scenes as Elizabeth yet. But just the story setup is pretty good. And I heard it's. This DLC is actually quite a bit longer. So, spoilers if you don't want to know how long the DLC is, Sean Swope. It's about 6 hours long. So,
How is length a spoiler?
I don't know. He didn't. Last night we were talking. And I was looking up how long it was to finish the DLC. And he's like, please just don't tell me how long it is. I'm
And
like,
that's just like
okay.
a rough estimate.
Yeah, that's like a rough estimate. Like, the other
Especially with the
DLC.
BioShock game where you could explore and do shit.
And that's what I did last night. I'm pretty sure that the first DLC that everybody was saying was an hour long took me about 3 hours because I looked around at everything and would backtrack to try to figure out how to open these safes because I'd find a safe that needed 3 lockpicks. And I was like, had 2, and then I'd find the other one, and I couldn't remember where the hell the safe was. But I finished it last night, and I started this one. And I'm excited to actually play this again today, see how far I can get in this DLC.
And the first DLC is on sale until Tuesday,
Yeah.
early Tuesday for half off $7.50.
Is it on PS3
I
and
don't know if it's on PS3, it's on
yeah, I mean
Xbox
PS3, I
Live.
know it is on PS3 for that. That's why I meant to say is
Well,
it on 360.
yeah, it's on 360.
Here's
Though
the
they don't
also
have the season pass on sale, which was kind of annoying. I would have
yeah
picked that up.
here's the weirdest thing about BioShock Infinite though, the DLC, second episode DLC. It's 2 parts. You have to download 2 different parts. And I don't know why they did that.
Is there like a size limit or something?
I don't know, but well, the first one's like 1.65 gigabytes and the second part's 1.35. So it's almost like
Added
three gig.
up or two, both are 1.35.
No. The first part is
Okay.
1.6 and the other one's 1.35.
So there might be like a 2 gigabyte limit or
Yeah,
something. Because I know with like
that's.
local cycle for 360, it's like a 1. Whatever 7 gigabyte download, and it's like before you can play this, you have to download this extra asset pack or whatever, which is like
I
another
bet that's what it
1.8.
is. It's just weird because
Yeah.
maybe it has to do with season passes as well.
It was super
Because
annoying with local cycle. I'm like, I just downloaded this 2 gigabyte game. Man, is it? It's a big game. And then I'm off to play it. I'm like, oh, I have to wait to download another fucking 2 gigabytes of bullshit.
yeah, so it's about a 3 gigabyter for BioShock Infinite's barrel at sea. But yeah, they put that season pass on sale. I didn't put that season pass on sale. Excuse me, because they just brought out Burial at Sea last week, so it would be kind of pointless for them to lose half the money that they could have made off that DLC, probably. So, but then again, the studio doesn't exist anymore, so what's it matter?
Is
Just
that
kidding.
it for you?
That is it.
Yeah, well, I have nothing else to talk about. So you
All
can jump
right.
down to movies. Did you put this on there? No, right?
That must have been
Rich, because we
Rich.
both saw it when it first came
Yeah.
out. I did watch Riddick. I didn't finish it. I watched it up to like the last 20 minutes or so. Did you see that movie?
No, I do not like those movies.
Yeah, it's boring. Whatever. It was not that great. I mean, I really love Pitch Black and I love the game. I didn't care for Chronicles of Riddick and this. Riddick is just kind of boring and whatever. And there was a very pointless scene where you get to see whatever her name, that star or whatever from Battlestar Galactica, where you see a side boob of hers. What's her name?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Talking about the blonde chick or
Yeah.
whatever. I can't think of her name. Starbuck or whatever.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of her real name. But yeah, that was pointless. I don't know. It just kind of really boring and I don't know.
Is that all the movies you watched? I didn't get
No,
to go see Divergent.
I ended up watching finally after so long, The Place Beyond the Pines, which was that movie with Ryan Gosling where he's the motorcycle and he's robbing banks and then Bradley Cooper's his cop. And that movie is really, 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 really good. Really good. And the way it's done, and if you don't like, I kind of got things ruined for me a long time ago, and I never forgot them. But if you don't know anything about what happens, then it's going to be even more just it's a great movie, and
Well,
it's got
I
some.
like it.
I don't know. I would want you to just give it a shot because of the twist that happened and the way things work in the movie. But yeah, I think it's a really good movie. And I looked at Metacritic afterwards. It's got a decent review, but its summary is so fucking wrong. Its summary is, it makes no sense. You look at that and like, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. None of these details. And it's like, not at any point in the movie were these details correct. It's not like, oh, you're talking about something that happened near the end and just acting like it happened throughout. It's like, no, this is never, that was never the case.
Did you say it was behind or beyond the pines?
The place. I don't know. Beyond the pines, I think.
Yeah,
Behind.
I wrote behind. So,
'Cause you're just got behind on the mine.
right. What else have you watched?
That's it. Did you put the 100 on here?
Yeah, I watched the first 2 episodes of The 100, the new CW TV show about these delinquents that get put on Earth because there was. some kind of catastrophe on Earth that there was radiation poisoning, so everybody's living in space on a space station, and they send these juvenile delinquents down to the planet's surface to see if they will live, so they can put everybody else down there, because apparently they've only got enough air on the ship for 4 months, and it would take at least 6 months to finish it, so if they don't escape this thing, they're all going to die anyway. So, and I think it's a real interesting show. They're exploring the Earth and see if it's survivable. And there's getting a lot of Lord of the Flies type of feel from it, where it's already trying to start pairing off into factions, and people don't get along because some of them are hardcore criminals, juvenile criminals, and some of them are there because stuff that they did to try to, I don't, it's there's a lot going on. But I kind of like what I've seen. It's definitely Lord of the Fly-esque. So,
I've been watching some of The Walking Dead, starting off the first 4 episodes of season 4. I just don't give a shit about the show.
I haven't watched any of the new season, the second half
and
of
I
the season.
I think some of the acting is so stupid. I'm looking at people reviewing it or talking about it, they're talking about how this season's so great, and I don't understand it. I just don't get it. Like, there was a point where, spoilers or whatever, I don't know, it's like the second episode or something, where like everyone's getting infected at the prison, you know, and like this one person, this man, he dies, he has these 2 daughters, and you know, like the one acts like she says, no, I should be the one to kill him, and then she couldn't do it, the older daughter, if you remember this.
Yeah.
And then she freaks out, like the younger one's like freaking out, like no, and then afterwards, later on, like the older one's like, she's like all shooken up by everything, and then the younger one is just like this stone face, like she's not messed up, she just has some problems. I mean, she's like, she has no emotion. It's like she didn't give a shit about anything. It's like, oh, you could have fucking killed him now. Look at you. You're like a fucking little monster. It's just weird. It made no sense. I don't get the show. I don't. It's, well, whatever. That's it.
All right. And then I finally finished up the book for Divergent. I decided I needed to finish that up because I was halfway through it. It was okay. I definitely want to see the movie, but I didn't get a chance to this week. I wanted to go Friday night while we were in Louisville, but I wasn't close enough to a mall that had the movie playing at the time we were there. So, but the book's okay. But I hear the movies, it's either hate it or love it type of thing. So,
well, it sounds like the people who don't like it are just people who wouldn't like the book either, because they just don't like the certain plot points or whatever, where they just say like, oh, this doesn't make any sense why this would happen. So,
yeah. But, and then anyway, I guess the only news story I really have of any kind of interest is Facebook buys Oculus Rift for $2 billion. This started a bunch of bullshit on Twitter and Facebook. Not so much on Facebook, but people saying that they don't want anything to do with the Oculus Rift now because Facebook's going to ruin it.
I think it was a very weird and out of nowhere announcement, but I don't think it's inherently bad.
And then you got Notch that does Minecraft coming out and saying, well, I've canceled the plans of bringing Minecraft to Oculus Rift now. And people are like, oh, Notch, you're so great. I was like, it's all stupid. I mean, why are you? I just don't understand. Facebook actually has cash reserves that could actually help the development of this thing to make it cheaper for everybody. But we're going to all shit on it. So I don't know.
The reason why I don't like it is that I just picture it as this potential of ever growing bullshit with Facebook in turning society into a place where everyone never leaves their house, where we're just like interacting online or interacting through, like, you know, it becomes like the surrogates, where it's like nobody goes outside, they just live through these other bodies. It's like you're going to turn Second Life into a mainstream thing, and that's how everyone's going to work and do this. And like, no, if that ever became a reality, I'd just kill myself. I would not want to live in a society like that. I don't like that shit. That's why I prefer playing games in person. I don't like playing games online, really. It doesn't really do anything for me. That's why I would play a board game over a video game any day of the week. I would give away every video game I have, and video games in general, for board games if I had to pick one or the other.
Yeah. You're weird, though.
No, I'm not.
I just think everybody makes everything out to be a big deal when it's really not as big a deal as people
I think,
are like, ooh.
this isn't so much a problem with Facebook either. It's just, I think if anyone bought them out, people would be up in arms because they're like,
unless
they like
it
the
was
idea,
Valve.
I don't know.
Because everybody's on Valve's tits. I don't, whatever, Valve, whatever. It's okay. I don't think it's the greatest. I mean, I don't play PC games, so I don't care. So, but, and Sony did announce that they have their own VR headset coming out sometime. They didn't give any kind of date. Didn't give any kind of price point, so
the rumors were like $250, $300.
Yeah,
it won't be compatible with PC. You need the camera, which it'll come with. Though who knows if there'll be a version without it for people who already own the camera.
Hope so, but I'll probably, you know, if the games are cool and it looks awesome, you know, I'll probably pick it up. I did listen to what was really funny on the way down to Louisville. Me and Mom were listening to a show called Mysterious Universe. It's a podcast. They talk about supernatural stuff and science and tech news and stuff. And they were talking about the Oculus Rift and the stuff that they wanted to do with Oculus Rift. And now with Facebook integration, it would be possible because, you know, it would make more sense for some of the applications that Facebook could use it for. They talked about, like, using it for classrooms to teach people and stuff where they could actually go into a classroom and learn, like, a college class by sitting here in a VR room with and see a teacher on the board and all that kind of stuff. You know, kind of stuff like that is very interesting.
To me, what makes... I'm like, fine, whatever, video games with Oculus Rift and VR in general. I mean, that's cool and all. I don't care about that as much as I like the idea of, you know, being able to travel somewhere that, you know, you wouldn't be able to otherwise through it. And also, not just for that, like in costing, but for people who cannot go places, who are, you know, physically handicapped in some way that makes it hard for them to get around, to have that experience that they couldn't do in regular life is something I think is very interesting and well worth pursuing. Just in the same way I backed this thing on Kickstarter, which was this like, there's a mouth thing, I think there's something else, like there's sound thing, but it's a controller for people who can't, you know, they can't, they're paraplegics or whatever, they're fully paralyzed or something, you know, so they actually can play video games, and they have, you know, they've used it to actually play Call of Duty or stuff. It actually works. So I think stuff like that is awesome.
And something like that would be really great for like turn-based RPGs and stuff too, because you wouldn't have to have that twitch movement either. Mm-hmm. But I was telling Mom about it. I said, well, one of the first demos that they had for the Oculus Rift was the roller coaster. And I was telling her how that worked and how you look all around and you're seeing the world like you're sitting there in a roller coaster. And she was excited about this. She's like, I want one of these. So, like, my mom's like, that would be really cool. She goes, maybe they'd have one for, like, bungee jumping. Maybe that'd be the first time I could actually do bungee jumping if I could do it in Oculus Rift. Like, they're calm down there, wild woman, you know. But
skydiving.
You know, and maybe, you know, she's like, in real life, she wouldn't do that because it scares the shit out of her. But if she could get that feeling of sitting, you know, in her couch and, you know, and doing that, maybe she would do that. And right, she goes, that would probably be the only way she could ride a roller coaster. She's like me. We couldn't do that. Freak out.
Yeah. And so, like, I really want to get the dev kit too, but then I want that consumer kit to come out already. Because you know there's going to be some changes and the cost will probably be brought down, especially now that Facebook has bought them out. They're probably going to want to even bring it down more so that they get it into a lot of people's hands.
Right. That's another great thing.
And also I've heard the Morpheus is actually good for it, but the Rift is not that great for people who wear eyeglasses, and I don't wear do contacts, so that's
yeah, me either. Yeah. So if, and, you know, I was really excited about the Sony Morpheus, but just because I'm like, I don't have a PC that could run this stuff. I've thought about getting a PC, but I don't know. I may just not go that route and just
why you would get a PC.
Don't think I get any value. I need to get a new PC because this one's getting old. And
yeah,
it's
there's no reason for you to get a powerful PC for playing games because you still won't play them on there. I mean, there might be one or two every now and again that you want to play, but overall, you'll never be a PC gamer.
And then, you know, you keep seeing all these indie games that I'm like interested in are coming to PS4. You know, like they just announced Gone Home is coming to PS4.
Yeah, and they'll probably end up coming to Xbox too, so it doesn't matter.
I would want to play something like Gone Home on an Oculus Rift or a VR device. That would be really cool, I think.
I can't remember if that is compatible or not. Because there are a whole bunch. Like, I want that consumer unit to come out because I would really want to use it. And, well, of course, if it's eyeglass friendly.
So, but anyway, I guess we need to get to plugging things and stuff so we can be done.
Yeah. I hate this section. We gotta like record a general plug that just shove at the end of them all, so we never have to do this ever again.
Well, I'll just start out. I want to plug Double XP Podcast with Big Steven. He started his podcast a while now, and I keep forgetting to mention it when we do my plugs because Kush has this long amount of plugs. And so, did you just pick a booker off your nose?
No.
Are you playing with it? Gross.
I'm cracking my knuckles, you son of a bitch. I will punch you with this. I haven't said I'd punch you in the face in a while, but I will punch you with this.
I'll tell your girlfriend on you.
Michael, who cares? I punch her all the time.
What?
I'm just kidding. I always want to make domestic abuse jokes because she...
That's not...
No, I know. That's why I've never done it, but no, she does this... you know how they have... I think they have them a lot in California, but those like puzzle rooms where a group of people go into a room and then they try to figure out a puzzle and there's like some kind of things. No, you've
That's
never heard of those?
Violence. That's instant violence to me.
No. But they have like their theme ones here, and like the one they have in Chicago, I think it's the only one they have, is where there's a group of people going to a room trying to solve some kind of puzzle things while there's a zombie in there. Not a real zombie, an actor playing a zombie.
Well, no way.
And she's played the zombie, and now she's actually hosting them too. She does both. And she gets like bruised up from doing it because you can't be standing as a zombie, and you don't want to actually like if you touch someone, if you like grab them, then that counts as them being bitten or whatever, and they're out of, they can't solve and help the puzzle or whatever. I don't know all the details.
What kind of weird shit do you guys do in Chicago?
They do this everywhere. It's because you live in the fucking boondocks piece of shit where people just go, yeehaw. I don't know. But she gets all bruised up from that, like her knees and her elbows and stuff. And I want to take a picture of her bruised up and be like, this is my handiwork. Like a smiley face. But I'm like,
let's not do that.
People aren't going to find it funny like I do. But that's why I said I punch her. I don't actually punch her.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make it clear.
Okay.
Why great don't you plugs.
Plug something?
pixelatedsausage.com. That's where everything is. And of course, for this podcast and the other podcasts I do, Pixelated Sausage Podcast, you can go to pixelatedradio.com and that will get you links to all that stuff. And if you haven't already, go to iTunes and rate and review both shows. They should do that, right, Rob? Right?
What shows?
What shows? This show.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. but no other shows. All the other shows suck. Just this one. I'm on Twitter at Kush3. Instagram, @Kush.
Have I never reviewed your show?
Probably
not. I
have.
Nobody
has. Even Lunchbox, who's like the one definite, consistent listener of it, he's never reviewed it. And then, of course, check out the Sign In Podcast at signinpodcast.com. Sports Car Unleashed Podcast, hosted by Rich, who's never here anymore because his kids are monsters.
If somebody would show up on time for once, maybe that wouldn't happen.
No, there's no. This is the new time. This is the new time. This is the new schedule. I'm on time. You guys are always just early. What's wrong with you? And then Kicking Out at 2, Wrestling Podcast. And then go to frontburner.net. That is frontburner without the e.net. frontburner.net. And check out the Sprite stuff there. It's another podcast. That's it.
Probably, and I want to plug Henderson Man everywhere.
Yeah.
Look for me. Twitter. Whatever. Boom shakalaka.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's going to be it, everybody. Have a good week.